the replica of Heinrich Hertz's radio apparatus. James Clerk Maxwell had provided in the 1870s a theory of which linked electricity and magnetism and predicted electromagnetic waves produced by changing electric and magnetic fields. These were not, however, immediately detected. It fell to Heinrich Hertz, the professor of physics at Karlsruhe in Germany, to carry out some crucial experiments in the mid-1880s, which were published in 1888, detecting these electromagnetic waves predicted by Maxwell. Hertz's experiments are the start of the radio or wireless transmission of data, which dominates things today. From Hertz, we get all our radio communication, Wi-Fi, satellite television, mobile phones, etc. Croft, who had started teaching at Winchester in 1874, was a keen physicist, and the scientific community was so small in the 19th century that a schoolmaster in England could communicate, could have correspondence with people all over the world and learn about their discoveries and get information to keep Wykamists up to date. William Bleeden Croft, known to the boys as the Bleeder, who taught physics here from 1874 to 1915, is one of these, this small community. He is one of the earliest fellows of the Physical Society and of the Royal Astronomical Society, and he published scientific research done at the college in the last 20 years of the 19th century. So Croft communicated with Hertz and said, I would like to show these, demonstrate these experiments to the boys in my school. Can you give me the details as to how to make the apparatus and what I need to do to do such demonstrations? So what we see here is a facsimile, a replica made by Croft's technician Abley very soon after Hertz had published his papers, and it was to demonstrate Hertz's experiments. The transmitter is the item with two flat plates and a spark gap on a wooden, suspended from a wooden frame. The receiver is the single turn coil with a spark gap across the joining the two ends. When the an induction coil is connected across between the two plates, a spark passes between the two balls attached to the plates, and we have a spark transmitter. It will, of course, do Morse code. The receiver detects the electromagnetic waves produced, and with no connection to the transmitter, one can see tiny sparks between the balls on the end of the single-turn coil. In fact, if you look carefully at the modern photograph, you can see that a little neon discharge tube has been put in parallel with the spark gap, as this is much more luminous and therefore easier to see if you've got a class in a darkened room.